USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, is providing an update on the president's condition as he continues to fight COVID-19.
He is, the fact of the matter is that he's doing really well. That he is responding, and as the team said, if everything continues to go well, we're going to start discharge planning back to the White House.
That discharge could come as early as Monday. And regarding the president not wearing masks in the videos that he's releasing?
The president wears a mask anytime he's around us, and we're all wearing our N95s, full PPE. He's the patient, and when we can, when he'll move out into to public, we move him about, out and around other people that aren't in full PPE. I assure you, he'll as long as he's still under my care, we'll talk about him wearing a mask.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
The NYPD is ordering all of its officers to wear masks or face disciplinary actions. The warning comes as COVID-19 cases continue to rise in New York City.
It is our responsibility to set the example for our great city and do everything we can to help ensure we do not have another hospitalized member bring this deadly infection into our homes or have another funeral.
Chief of Department Terrence Moynihan's video message was sent to all officers' phones. The NYPD saying that many officers were enforcing the rule but not following it themselves. Anti-police protesters turned violent in Seattle on Saturday as they damaged property and clashed with law enforcement. 16 people were arrested. The group marched through parts of downtown chanting Black Lives Matter and No Walls, No Prisons. Video footage also shows about a dozen people striking windows at a Starbucks. Several of those windows were broke. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As President Trump is continuing his stay at Walter Reed Medical Center for coronavirus, the president receiving well wishes from around the world, even from folks who don't necessarily agree with the president politically. When it comes to how long this goodwill will last, pollster Frank Luntz tells Fox News,
it will last until the next debate. It will last until the next event, until the next eruption. Neil, it could last an hour. Or to last through November. That's really up to Donald Trump how long this lasts. And I agree with you, but up to a point. I've seen some nastiness of the media, not Joe Biden, but the media trying to use this as a way to beat on the president, challenging things that he said in the past, or otherwise making really ugly or snide or snarky comments. You don't do that. I'm looking at Joe Biden's tweet, and he says, I'm running as a Democrat, but I will be an American president. He is actually telling his people, stop the partisanship right now. This is a unique and memorable moment that we will not forget.
With COVID-19 putting President Trump in the hospital, at least temporarily, his re-election campaign has announced that Vice President Mike Pence will make a campaign stop in a Phoenix suburb on Thursday. Pence will host a general admission midday event at TYR Tactical in Peoria. The event comes a day after the vice presidential debate. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.